Hello everyone, this is Kathleen Maxwell Randy with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. I'm so thankful that you've joined me for today's podcast. I'm also grateful for those that make this podcast possible. Our monthly sponsors, Mary Mitchelstein, Colin Melissa Johnson, Deanna Caraway, Laura Jane Elder, and special gifts from Terry Schreiner, Lisa Davis, Fran Hulse, Claire Nilms, and Mary Cockflesh. We now have listeners from 23 different countries. If you want to give and love this podcast, consider becoming a patron. Your donations keep them coming and are appreciated to cover the cost. To give, simply click the button that says Become a Patron or Patronage. Also, check out my new website for more information at www.kathleenmaxwellramby.com. And if you enjoy these messages, please leave me a comment and like the podcast, as I love hearing from my listeners. And remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice the lesson. Well, season's greetings, friends and family that are joining me today for the Kathleen Maxwell Randy podcast, The Gathering, Bringing God into Everyday Life. I want to talk about something that is dear to my heart, especially this time of the year, and it's grief. Grief is something that shows up, it knocks on our door, and we never know quite when. And so this podcast is not only for those who may be walking through a season of grief. My goodness, we've had so much loss in 2020 with the pandemic and many other things. But it's also for those that are in that know the Lord. I want to just make you so aware of how God might want to use you this holiday season to encourage somebody and bless somebody whose heart may be sensitive due to the loss of a loved one, because the holidays can just trigger the suppressed grief. And I want to tell you a story that happened after I had lost my late husband. So this story, and I would really have to do the math to tell you if it was in 2010 or 2011 that this story happened. But, you know, the holidays remind us of people that we've lost for some reason. And the holidays are also a joyful time, and a lot of people are joyful. But this year, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that aren't going to get to spend the holidays with their family due to the pandemic. And many can struggle with grief that perhaps has been swept under the carpet the rest of the year. It tends to surface around the holiday season. It can barge right in at the most unexpected times. And, you know, we have so many lights during the holiday season. And it's almost like, just as we have lights everywhere on trees and houses decorated and Christmas trees decorated, somehow during the holiday season, it's like there's a light on grief. It just tends to surface in people that have suppressed it until about this time of the year. And I think partly because there's just memories attached to the holiday season. You know, I was planning a party and I was working with a woman at a local restaurant, and this happened back in like I said, 2010 or 2011. And the conversation, we wrapped up our party planning and what we were going to do. And, she started asking me questions. She was, about to get married. And so she had just some different questions that she wanted to run by me. I was kind of like a mentor to her in some ways. And so as I answered the questions that she was asking me, you know, I said things like, well, early on in our relationship, and I began talking and answering her question about marriage, whatever it was. And then as I continued on this story to answer her question, I said, and then right before our relationship ended, and all of a sudden, the words I spoke through the tears just welled up in my eyes. And I looked at her because there was just no way that I could hold those tears back. And she said, I'm so sorry. Did I say something wrong? I said, no, you're just going to have to give me a minute. I said, I have never used those words. Our relationship ended. It really ended. I actually said that to her. And it was like almost a realization, even though my husband had been gone, you know, for over a year at that time, there was something about using those particular words. Now, I had said numerous times, my husband died, or Joe is gone, or I am a widow. Even though I never liked him, they were just words that were part of my new life without him. But I had never used the words, our relationship ended. And those words just hit me like a ton of bricks. My friend didn't do anything wrong. She was asking questions about marriage, and she was relying on me because I was married over 30 years, and I was happy to share with her. But the words that just came out of my mouth without even really thinking triggered the grief that was still lingering in my heart. And all of a sudden, I just became painfully aware that I wasn't going to have an escort to this event that she and I were planning like I had in years past. And by that time, I had learned to just let the tears roll. And I just told her, I said, I just need a minute to cry. And I said, you absolutely did nothing wrong. You know, grief is such a personal process, but it is a process. It's not a one-time event. It's not something you get over in the first year of losing a loved one. It's not something you get over. Now, healing does come. I want to be very quick to encourage anyone. As the years go by, as you partner with God to work through your grief, I can tell you from personal experience that the healing does come. My heart is at such a different place. And it was 11 years ago that I lost my husband, and then 8 years ago that I lost both my mom and my dad in a very short time. The best thing you can do for someone like this woman did, this young woman that was standing with me, is just listen. Grieving people just need someone to share their pain with. Hold their hand. Put your arm around them. Let them talk, because those things are just critical to their healing. And I know that might be hard during this time of pandemic, but grieving people really do need physical touch. And I speak from personal experience. I was at a luncheon some years ago, and I remember sitting down. It was at Christmas time. And the woman that I happened to sit by at this Christmas luncheon had just lost her husband of 50 years. She just needed somebody to understand her pain and the challenges she faced. She needed someone, and even though I was a stranger and we just happened to sit right beside each other, I think it was a divine appointment, she needed someone to just help her through that luncheon, because the feeling she was experiencing of thinking of even facing Christmas without her husband were just overwhelming. And she got into this setting, and everyone was joyful, and the lights kind of dimmed, and things kind of changed. The mood of the Christmas presentation at the luncheon kind of changed. And all of a sudden, just that sensitivity in her heart began to flow. And I had just found out she was a widow. And so I just sat there and just put my hand on hers and held her hand through that time. And so I just want to encourage you. You may not be grieving this holiday season, but God may want to use you to be His arms, to be His hands, to be the hug that He would give if He were physically walking on this earth, because He wants to touch and bind up broken hearts. And oftentimes people that are grieving feel like God doesn't care about their pain. And this is just not true, because so many times in the Bible, it says God is near to the brokenhearted and that He binds up the brokenhearted. Psalm 34, verse 18 is a classic example of this. It says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Life is full of pain and suffering, but God did not leave us alone, and He knows exactly how we feel. I want to tell you just another story that happened to me and how God just used a woman that I didn't know. I still couldn't even tell you her name, to touch my heart during the holiday season. I had gone shopping, and I was shopping at Costco, and I actually experienced Psalm 34, just like I read, that God is near to the brokenhearted and wants to bind up broken hearts. I was walking around Costco, and I was looking at all the holiday things. I was doing my Christmas shopping, preparing for my kids to come home, and a wave of grief hit me. It just hit me, and I had to just kind of catch my breath and stop for a moment and fight back the tears. And about that time, this woman rounded the corner, and she looked at me, and we smiled at each other, and then she just stopped, and she said, "I just want to tell you, I think you're the prettiest woman in this store." And I kind of chuckled and smiled at her, and and I said, "Well, thank you, ma'am," and I walked on. And then I thought, well, she must have not worn her glasses today, because I surely didn't feel like the prettiest woman in the store. I didn't even feel very pretty. But when she said that, it was like what hit me was it was just a gift from God that, number one, someone noticed me. But number two, my late husband would just always tell me how pretty I was. And I miss that. And God used a stranger to tell me that. And I continued my shopping, and I ran into her again. And when I ran into her, I just stopped and I said, I said, "I just want you to know how God used you to bless me. I'm a recent widow, and my husband would frequently tell me that he loved me, and I miss those words." And, you know, her reply was, "Well, I'm so sorry you lost him." She said, "You're so young." She said, "I lost my son a year ago, but that's not like losing a spouse. At least I had my husband to share my pain with. And I can't even imagine losing a child, even though I did lose a baby. I couldn't totally identify with her pain, but, you know, my reply to her was, you know, "I'm so sorry that you lost one of your kids. I haven't been through that. And I know this holiday must be difficult." And she said, "Yeah, and the worst part is most people don't understand your pain because they can't. They haven't been where you and I have been." And when she said that, there was a real authority in her voice. And then she continued and she said, "Never let anyone minimize your pain either. And you miss those hugs, don't you?" She turned and looked at me and said, "You know, you miss those hugs." And I smiled and nodded my head, and she just reached out and gave me a hug. And here I was with a total stranger. And even though our circumstances were different in our loss, she had lost a son, I'd lost a husband, we identified with one another. And we knew in a way what a lot of people don't know, and that's what hurting people need. And we just hugged each other. And then I don't even think I asked her name. I just smiled at her and I said, "Thank you. This was a divine appointment. God just really used you." And she said, "Well, it's so nice, you know, so nice to run into you. And I really do think you're the prettiest woman in the store." And I knew God had used that woman to touch my weary soul. We just shared each other's pain. And I walked away just smiling at just God's goodness. And I just want to encourage you, whatever valley you're going through, whatever problem you have, God has the provision. And He sent Jesus to bind up the brokenhearted. And it says in Isaiah 61 The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim freedom to the captives. That is Jesus' job description. That is why God sent Jesus to us. And binding up the brokenhearted is part of what I feel like God wants to do this Christmas season, because we have a lot of brokenhearted people. And for those that are grieving, God does, He wants us to trust Him in the pain. You know, Jesus suffered, but it was in His suffering that He learned obedience, and He also learned to walk with God, His Father, through that dark time. And so I want to encourage you, if that's where you find your heart, missing your loved ones, missing your mate, missing your children, not able, you know, the death of a dream, just not even being able to go and be with your kids or see your kids, that can be hard. Our son and daughter-in-law live up in Washington, and we're not going to be able to see them this holiday season. And this holiday season just happens to be the season when my kids, my three kids, it's their time to be with their in-laws on Christmas Day. So my husband and I will be spending our Christmas with just the two of us and perhaps his mom. There's so many people around you and me that need the love of Jesus. There's so many people God wants to use you and me to touch. And so ask Him for divine appointments. Ask Him to use you to bring kindness and healing and encouragement to someone around you that might be hurting. He knows right where we're at, and that's why He sent Emmanuel. You know, we sing that song, that Christmas carol, Emmanuel, God with us. And that's what it means. God is with us. He's with us in our pain. And so let us be just a community of people that look for people we can bless, that look for people we can love this holiday season, because God wants to use ordinary people like you and me to touch those around us. I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. If your heart is grieving and down this holiday season, I just ask the Lord to richly encourage you and bless you, and to put people in your life that can just be healing, a healing balm to your heart. And I ask God to richly bless you. I'm going to pray. Father, I just thank You for Your goodness, Your love. I thank You for this holiday season, for the joy of Jesus. And I thank You for Emmanuel, that God is with us in our pain and suffering. And Lord, I ask that You use all of us this holiday season to bless, to encourage, to minister to those around us that might be hurting. Thank You so much for who You are and the joy we have in Jesus. Amen. Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, I'd love for you to leave me a comment. I would also love for you to hit the like button. And if you would even consider giving a donation this holiday.